President Mackey, members of the Board of Trustees, members of the faculty, fellow graduates, and guests of the university. You know, it seems such a short time since I sat where you are today, knowing that all this pageantry was being put on for the benefit of the graduating class. So I was sitting there trying to look very professional and alert. But as the speakers went on and on and on, my mind drifted back over the years, and I marveled that I was even sitting there. I could appreciate the wide variety of classes that led up to graduation now. But when I first came to Michigan State, there were just so many requirements. 6 years ago, I left Michigan State after only one term, vowing never to come back to school. There are many reasons for my decision, my maturity, or perhaps my lack of it, the primary one, I guess. But whatever the explanation, I saw my high school friends working, making money, buying cars, and that represented a different sort of independence for me. It took me almost 3 years to decide to come back. I was working as a commercial loan clerk at a bank back home. I started picking up some night courses in accounting that I thought would help me to understand my job. I discovered more than just that debits go on the left and credits on the right. I found that even after being away from the books and the self-discipline of study for some time, I could easily get back into the routine. I had looked at my position at the bank and decided that in about 5 years, I could probably become a junior officer, but without any opportunity for further advancement. If, on the other hand, I invested 3 of those years in completing a degree, I could still become a junior officer in that same 5 years, but with the prospect of bigger and better things to come. Oh, I know you've all heard that line before, but I found out for myself that it's really true. So I came back to State with one thing in mind, getting out fast. Someone suggested that I should major in finance. For the first year, you wonder what difference your major makes anyway. Here you are, taking English, humanities, natural science, social science, and such. That doesn't help you reconcile retained earnings, so what good are those classes? They are impractical and irrelevant, right? No. These classes expose us to a world that we might only glimpse if it were left up to us. Not only do these courses begin to give us an understanding of fine art, good literature, and the evolution of thought, but these are the classes that start to bring everything together. It was in natural science that I began to realize the complementary nature of life, the completeness that exists, even if sometimes we lose sight of it. In humanities, I explored the legacies of the world's cultures, which help us to understand the world today and the influences that the past exert on the present. Today, we need such understanding if we expect to contend with the complexities that surround every question and every decision. Even in the more narrow field of business, my chosen area, there are many fields of study, and I am grateful that I was exposed to some of them. You business majors here might wonder what good computer science was, yet in almost every summer job I had, I was either working on a computer terminal or interpreting the data on the printouts. And these jobs included positions with the government and utility companies, as well as banks. Or you might ask what good those management classes were. Yet, while I was talking to a director at General Motors, I felt that I was back in the classroom listening to Dr. Jennings, because this director was giving me the same lessons in management. The business program here introduces you to a wide range of knowledge from marketing and economics to law. The only thing I regret is that I didn't have the time in my years here to take all the classes I wanted to. You see, learning is addictive. You uncover a fact and want to trace it back to its roots and forward to its conclusion. One interviewer asked me what my most interesting college class had been, but that was easy enough for me to answer. But then she asked me what I found least interesting. As I thought about it, I realized that in every class I took, I was able to find something to concentrate on, something that I wanted to know more about for its own sake. I guess if there is a secret to doing well, in school or out of it, it is a willingness and curiosity to explore. Knowing that, I won't be satisfied now with just getting out of college. This is just a beginning, the commencing, if you will, of a lifelong education. There won't be as much time spent in the classroom. The lessons will be largely individual and self-taught. Before, I left college, never intending to return. Now I only wonder when I will be back and what field will present the next challenge. Thank you.